Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Naso, and as was just pointed out, this is the longest parsha in the Torah, longest single parsha, I should say, in the Torah, and one of the major reasons for that is because of, the main reason for that is because of the apparent repetition of the Karbonos of the Nesiim. And that is not our topic of discussion right now. What I would like to share with you is that about the Nazir. I have in front of me the Sefer Darchi Musar from Rav Yaakov Naiman, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. He's a Rosh Yeshiva in Petach Tikva. And anybody who learns from the Svarim Lekach Toiv on the Parashiyos, they take out many times on a regular basis from his Sefer Darchi Musar over here. And he says in Perek Vav, Pasuk Beis, Perek Vav, in Parshas Naso, Pasuk Beis, where that's the parasha that discusses the Nazir. We know, of course, there's a Saita in this week's parasha as well, the discussion of the Saita. And the Pasuk says, Vayidaber in Pasuk Aleph, Vayidaber Hashem on Moshe Leimar. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Pasuk Beis, Daber el B'nei Yisrael, Vamarta Aleihem, speak to B'nei Yisrael and tell them, Ish a Yisha, a man or lady, ki yafli lindar neder nozir lahazir la Hashem. If a person will yafli, lindar neder, yafli is like an expression of a pella, a wonderment. If they will say, as Rashi tells us, what does yafli mean? Ki yafli? Yafrish. They will express themselves. They will separate themselves, as we see, but they will express themselves. They separate themselves from the wine, but they're expressing themselves. Ki yafli. Lindar neder, to make a neder of what? Of a nazir, to become a nazir. Lahazir la Hashem, to become a nazir to Hashem. Now, this is not the nazir when I think we hear the word nazir, right away we think in our mind Shimshon HaGibor. Shimshon HaGibor was a different type of a nazir. He was a nazir mibetan imoy. He was a nazir before he was even born. Stam nazirus, the basic nazirus is shloshim yoim, 30 days. And we know that the nazir, what does he do? He separates himself from the Yain, the Sheikhar, and Pasuk Gimel. We're going to come back to Pasuk Beis in a minute, but in Pasuk Gimel, Yain, the Sheikhar, Yazir, Chaymitz, Yain, the Chaymitz, Sheikhar, La Yishta. He doesn't have any wine. Chamishras, Anovim, La Yishta, Anovim, Alachim, and any grapes, cherries is allowed. That's fine. Okay, enjoy the cherries. And in the next few Psukim, discuss all of those different things he has to refrain from. He gadol pera sa roishoy in pasuk hay, his hair grows. Kol yimei haziroy lahashem al nefesh meis layovoy. He cannot come in contact with a corpse, with a dead body. Pasuk zayin lo aviv lo imoy la achiv la choisoy lo yitamo lahem b'moisam ki nezer alakov al roishoy. He is not to come in contact with even if it's father or mother, his brother or sister, even if they die. And then discusses his purification process and the karbonos that he brings. And that's the parasha of the Nazir. Turning back to Pasuk Beis, we'll start from the beginning in Rashi, and then we'll turn to our topic for today. Rashi says in Pasuk Beis, "Lama nismicho parashas nozel parashas soita." What's the relationship, the juxtaposition in the Torah between the parasha, the discussion of the nazir, which came after that of the soita? Famous Rashi tells us, "Loimer lecha shekol haroya soita bekilkula." Whoever sees a soita in her disgraced form, a situation, Yazir asma min a yayin, he should separate himself from wine. Shehu mevi l'dei niyuf. Wine brings to promiscuity, it could bring to bad things. Of course, tonight we'll be making kiddush, wine. But we're talking about using wine in the wrong way. If a person sees what took place by this soita, by this lady who was accused of improper behavior with another person, so there might be this yetzahara now that will entice the person. We want the yazer atman the yain, separate yourself from wine. Ned the nazir, says Rashi further, a nazira b'chomokim ela prisha. So we have like, I don't want to say a play on words, but we have kiyafli is to yafrish, to separate, to say with his mouth. Here is it's also prisha, that the nazir is going to separate himself. Afkan shepirish min hayayin, what is he separating himself from? From wine. Now this is what we want to discuss this morning. Lahazir la Hashem, lahavdil atzma min hayayin l'shem shemayim. Sometimes people might have a specific diet. The food they eat, they have to refrain from. Because it could be painful. It could be bad for their health. That's not why this nazir is separating himself from the wine. The nazir is separating himself from the wine. Lahavdil atzma min hayayin l'shem shemayim. Now I'd like to share with you what Rav Yaakov Naiman has to share with us in the Sefer Darchi Moser. And he tells us from the Gemara, famous Gemara in the Darim, on Daf Tesamot Beis, many of us are familiar with. Omer Rav Shimon HaTzadik. Rav Shimon HaTzadik said as follows. Miyomai lo yachalti oshem nazir tamei ela echad. I only ate from all the days of my life from the carbon of an oshem nazir tamei only once. That a nazir brought only once did I eat from the carbon. What's the story that Rav Shimon HaTzadik, Shimon HaTzadik says? This is the Shimon HaTzadik. The famous Shimon HaTzadik hoya mishar knesak doilo. As we quote him in the Pirkei Avos. So now the Gemara in the Darim tells us a fascinating encounter he had. Pam achas, says Shimon HaTzadik, one time, Bo'odom echad nazir min hadarim. A certain person came, a nazir, came from the south. Now, every single word of the Gemara here has what to elaborate on. We're going to stick with his parish right now. Stay with what he has to tell us. One time a nazir came from the south. Vereisiv shehu yafei naim. I saw his beautiful eyes. V'toiv roi. Nice appearance. Uktsoisoisov seduris loy taltalim. His hair had these layers of hair. Long, long hair. Amati loy. I said to him. This is Shimon HaTzadik saying to this nazir. He says to him, "Bini, my son, ma ra'isa lahashchis es sarecha zeh hano? What are you doing with yourself, growing your hair in such a way? Lahashchis, to cause destruction. Hair has that ability to bring to gaiva. We know that Yosef HaTzadik, on the great level that he was on, was taken to task for the fact that when he was in Mitzrayim, whatever this means exactly, but to say the words, as Chazal tell us, that he was the Sasa Bisara, that he was fixing his hair. Hashem said, your father is mourning, and you're playing with your hair, fixing your hair. Then it says that Eshes Paitifar afterwards came to attack him. So he's saying, why are you growing your hair so long? So much hair like this is will entice the Yetzer Hara to do Averus. Ma ra'isa l'ashchis esarech zeh hano. Omar li, this person responds, ro'yeh ha'yisi. L'Abba Be'iri. I was a shepherd to my father in the city where I came from. Halachti l'malois mayim min hamayon. So, a shepherd has to fill up the water. I went to the well and I drew the water. Nistakalti b'boyo sheli. And I saw my appearance, my reflection. Upocha zalai yitzri. And my yitzahara, I got scared. Why? Because my yitzahara bikesh l'tordeini min ha'olam. My yitzahara wanted to throw me out of this world. What does it mean? You ever see yourself in the mirror and start running? Hope not. He sees it. He's drawing water. He sees his reflection. And he gets petrified. He gets scared. Says the Ran, what does it mean he was afraid? The Ran explains in the Gemara, in the Darim, and the Aftesimut Beis, Leilich Acha Mare Einai. To go after my heart's desires. Go after his heart's temptations. His eye's temptations. What his eyes see. Because he saw, there's a good looking person here. I could get far in life. Well, depends which life he wants. And immediately he has this fear that came over him. Amarti loy. He's now talking to his reflection. Which is talking to himself. Russia. Lomo atom is goe ba'oilom she'ena shelcha. He says to himself, you Russia. Why are you becoming arrogant in the world that is not yours? B'mishu osi liyois rima v'seileya. You'll be maggot food, worm food. You'll turn into nothing. What are you arrogant about? Ha'avayda explains this. Shvua she'galecha chol shemayim. I will shave myself, my hair, as a nazir for Hashem. Miad, this is the story that this person relates. He says, why does he have such long hair? Because he became a nazir. He had to distance himself. We said it over in Rashi. What's the juxtaposition between the nazir and the soita? Whoever sees a soita in this disgraceful situation should separate themselves from wine. They should distance themselves from any niyuf. Well, let me just finish this point, then we'll take your comment, please. Thank you. So he says, let's finish the Gemara, and we'll hear what you have to say, please. Miyad amadati, says Shimon Tzadik, immediately I stood up. When the Shakti Valroisha, I kissed him on his head. Amarti loy, I said to him, Bonai, my son, Bini, my son, Kamoicha yirbu noizrei nazirus b'Yisrael. There should be more nazirim like you in Klai Yisrael. Alecha kosevaymer ishki yafli linder neder nazir lahashem, lahazir lahashem. On you, Shimon HaTzadik said, it says the pasuk that we started off with this morning, Ishki yafli linder neder nazir lahazir lahashem. That you're doing it lahazir lahashem. Let's see, what do you want to comment? Continues of Yaakov Naiman, Yesh pa'amim adam ma'isa ma'isa mitzvah gadol le'ein arach v'shiyah. There are times in person's life he will do a mitzvah, he perform a mitzvah of Hashem. Tremendous mitzvah, go all out. However, this person, he has another desire as to why he wants to fulfill this mitzvah. Ach imoy beliboy penima, he has another interest. Mistateris kavona bilti ritsuya shall taiva kovod v'kashas ha'tehila. This person, although he's doing the mitzvah, he's going all out, he has other reasons why he wants to do this mitzvah. Either desires, covered honor, praise. The Maimid Kol Anshi Ha'ir, he says, when the person is in front of all the people of the city, Aimid Hu Oisa Yodom, This person stands in front of them. Umachris al turumosoi hakavira lutoivos hayeshiva. And he announces how much he gave, how much money he donated for the yeshiva. Hoy nosok, a tremendous amount of money he gave to the yeshiva. Klapi chutz, omnom, maise mitzvah, muflo shel hachazakas teira. Externally, everyone sees a great philanthropist who is giving money to support Torah institutions. Avoloi l'rotzen yalif ne'amokim baruchu. But this is not what's desired in front of Hashem. Kavonas zarus nisarvu b'maise, because this person has other reasons why he wants to give all this money. Ein kavonosei tohayer l'shemayim. His intentions are not so pure to Hashem. Ach yesh v'yasa odav b'maise mitzvah. There's a people, a person who could do a small mitzvah. What does a small mitzvah mean? Small mitzvah means that maybe he'll give $1. He gives $5. We are the schus. Unfortunately, people have to come from Eretz Yisrael and other places to collect. And I say unfortunately because of their situation. But we have the schus many times. They come after Maariv to give them. I'll just share with you. I'm interrupting myself literally in the middle of a sentence because the Gra popped into my mind. And the Pirush HaGra, we're not getting into it, but I'll tell you one point the Gra says. That when we see a person who comes in front of us and asks for tzedakah, we think that we're helping him. The Gra goes so far to explain that it could be that in Shemayim there was, I'll say how the way the Gra brings it down, there was a death sentence on the person's head. And we know tzedakah is tatzil mimavis. So when Reuven will give this tzedakah, whatever it might be, it might be $5, whatever he could give, it's tzedakah tatzil mimavis. So that person is receiving the $5, the $50, the $5, whatever amount it was that he's giving. And we have to realize that when he gives, he's getting much more. The tzedakah tatzil mimavis. That's how the Gra explains one concept of the tzedakah. So he says, Yesh v'yasa odam ma'ase mitzvah, lo gadol b'kmosu avo gadol b'echusoy. He's not doing an act of mitzvah with the same amount of money, but in echus, in quality. It's l'shem shemayim. Now, this, first of all, this does not mean that a person should not give a lot of money to tzedakah. Let's not misunderstand, okay? And it does not mean a person cannot be honored. What it means, I don't want anybody to get the wrong intention over here. What it means is that what's his desire? And also I want to mention as well that even if it's shelo lishma, a person should also do mitzvah shelo lishma. Shelo lishma means even if he will get a little honor for it, but he should have the intention to get to the Shem Shemayim as well. We know the Gemara tells us at the end of Maseches Menachos, Echad HaMarva ve'Echad HaMamit. It doesn't matter in Hashem's eyes. In Hashem's eyes means in Olam Haba, the ultimate, the world to come. Well, the person will get the reward for his actions. It doesn't matter if he gave the $5, because for him that $5 was like $5,000. And the person who gave the $5,000, it was like $5. So the person who gave $5,000, here in this world, oh, Baruch Hashem, he gave $5,000. But Hashem says, why didn't you give $55,000? You could have. I gave it to you, Hashem says, to give to that person. You're the pipeline. That's what Hashem says. Echad HaMarbe, doesn't matter if he gives a lot. Echad HaMamit, or he gives a little, or he does a little. Ubelvad, what does Hashem want from us? Shechavin l'slibu l'shemayim. Hashem says, I want your heart. I want your intention. Acha kavonas halev heinen advarim. Why is a person giving? Because is the person giving because he says, you know, I know I'm that the shliach. I am the messenger from Hashem. Hashem, for whatever reason, he chose me to be that messenger, to give that tzedakah, to give that money, to be the messenger to drive someone in the car, to do any mitzvah, whatever it might be. It doesn't just mean tzedakah. Hashem says, I knocked on his door. And the person answers the door. He's doing l'shem shemayim. Acha kavanas alev, hein hin advar. Hashem says, you answered the call. Oysoi nozim adorim. This nozir, coming back to Hagemara in the Dorim now, What did he give to Shemayim? Avram Gedalia, I think your question will be answered over here now, a little. Okay, we'll see. Menias his gachlus, his galchus, shloshim yoim. He said he's not going to get a haircut for 30 days. I mean, I'm not going to take a poll. How many of us get a haircut every 30 days? Don't let anyone respond. Umenayayin shloshim yoim. How many of us don't drink wine for 30 days? Let's say you run out of wine, so you have grape juice now. So, okay, we know wine and grape juice, halachically, as Neil pointed out, could be the same. Is it so difficult? Is it so difficult? Was this not your question? So is it so difficult? For 30 days, I won't get a haircut. We just had Sphira, right? Halafichach yikre'enu ha'kos of ishki yafli loshin haflo fella. On such a person should have fallen him the words ki yafli that he will say haflo. It's a wonder, amazement, what he has done. Did he do something so amazing? What did he do already? Onam and Cain, Maisa Kotin Yachsis. Yeah, he might have done in this world what looks like a small act. Avo bekavono l'shem shemayim, but his intention was 100% for Hashem. His kavon was l'shem shemayim. Ish lo ra'ohu, no one saw him. Ish lo yoda, no one knew about him. Believe Tehillah without any praise. Believe Pirsumas without any publication. There's no photography, no photographs, no pictures in the papers. Kach b'sheket, b'tzino, quietly, he made a neder in the Zirusoy lahafli l'Hashem between him and his creator, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He saw this image. He was a handsome person. He didn't necessarily have to have all these hair locks beforehand. But he realized, what's going to happen to me? I have to avoid any possibility of aveira. V'zois ro boy Shimon HaTzadik. This is what Shimon HaTzadik saw with this nazir. Shekavanos l'shemayim v'tachlis hakavana. That his intention was 100% pure to Hashem. Tahira b'taharis alev, pure with the purest of hearts. Alecha amar akosav, this is what Shimon and Tzadik said to him, on you, it's worthy to repeat this pasuk, ish ki yafli. What does it mean, ish ki yafli? A person will say these, utter these words to become a nazir. As Tosfos says in the Gemara over there, uksiv kodosh yeh, Kodesh yeh koyotze b'cha koru akos of Kodesh. He was called a Kodesh. How many people are called Kodeshim? Ubaze yesh levar, with this we can explain gam tama davar asher kol meseches chazdai hamuflo shel Avram Avinu. Let's discuss Avram Avinu now. When we come back to the Nazir. When we think of Avram Avinu, we know Avram Avinu is the Amud HaChesed. How many people in tremendous heat wave will run out looking for guests? I mean, I would be inside. You know, it's hot outside. Who's going to be outside? It's ridiculous to go outside in such temperature. At an old age, after Bris Milah, what are you doing? Stay inside. Muskeres b'toyerak b'remez gireid the b'pasak echad the parshas vayera. Avram's chesed is hinted to in the Torah one time. Vayita eshel b'Be'er Sheva. He planted a eshel in Be'er Sheva. So the question is: the eshel a tree? Is the eshel a tent? Right. V'makom echad b'vad hu she'aricha. There's only one place in the Torah where there's a lengthy discussion about Avram Avinu's Maisa Chesed. The Sipur Maisa Chazdoi. What is this Maisa? When is this? Bahachnosis Orchim Shenog Avram Mahalochim Shabo Levakrei. There's one lengthy discussion the Torah has that discusses how Avram Avinu dealt with his guests who were angels who came to visit him. To Mevakar Choyle. Lefi Ha'omar Mavur Inyan Heitev. Shekein kol oitzon maisa ha'chesed she'osa Avram Avinu b'farhesia nasu. Everything Avraham Avinu did with the malachim, he did in public. Kibul am ve'eda, kibul oyla moloyo, moloyo kafish nizbar hare yadover nasa b'reish goli. He did it openly. Yesh lach shosh boy mishum pnius. So maybe, I mean, there wasn't anyone else around, but he did it openly, in public. The head of Taras Alev, one can say, you know what? Why is this person doing all this chesed? Because he has other intentions. He wants people to see what a nice person he is. It's like the person gets a phone call, you know, from his friend, can you help me fix the flat tire? 2 minutes earlier, his wife said to him, can you bring up the laundry from downstairs or from upstairs to downstairs? Oh, you know what time it is? It's 12 o'clock already. Then he gets a phone call on his cell phone. His friend calls him. Yeah, he says, you know what? I need some help with the flat tire. Can you help out? So I'll be right there. What just happened?
Yeah, that's what happened.
What just happened? His wife just asked him. Somebody just asked him privately, and that's the answer. Because when a person does something privately sometimes, the Yitzhahara says, what's the big deal? Now, the Yitzhahara kicked him out of the house also. That's the good thing. He got him moving. But it could be there's Pnius, other reasons why he wants to do this. People talk about him, what a big Baal Chesed he is. So here we're discussing that maybe when the Bais of Chesed, Avraham Avinu, maybe there was included with that some other Pnius, other reasons that he wants to help out. But when we see who did Avram do this chesed with, did he do it with the king's men, with the king himself? He sees three people that look like Arabs. Three people look like Arabs. And he gets water to wash their feet. Why is he washing their feet? Because Avraham Avinu doesn't want them bringing Avodah Zarah into his house. Now let's think what's going on here. If they worship the sand, what are you coming to serve these people for? He wants to teach them the ways of Hashem. He's a zakin muflag v'choyle. He's a sick old man. The sun is beaming down. A heat wave is an understatement. What is he so concerned? Maybe I won't find a guest today. You know, you don't find a guest, you recuperate. You just had a surgery, you just had an operation. Why are you standing in the entrance of the tent, at the heat of the day. What are you waiting for someone to pass by? No matter who it might be. You send that Eliezer to find. Do me a favor. Go look for a guest. Maybe we could help someone out. Can you imagine this? Go look for a guest. Avraham Avinu is telling us, how do we do chesed? We don't wait for chesed to come to us. We go after chesed. If a person needs something in life, we should be thinking. Step number one, you see somebody, what might he need? How can they help someone else? That's how Avram is teaching us. Not when the person needs something, then we help him. That's also chesed. That's not what Avram is. Avinu is our father. A father teaches a son what to do. Avram Avinu is saying, we think about other people. Because when we think about them, we will come to do for them. And the ultimate level of thinking is we have to put ourselves in their shoes. This is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Vayarvis of Loisam. He turned around, he saw the Tsaras of Klai Yisrael. Where was he? Was he in Tsaras? He was in the palace. Vayarvis of Loisam. He sees their Tsaras. Because Moshe Rabbeinu put himself in those shoes. That's how he was able to feel their pain. When a person wants to do chesed, he has to look into other person's shoes and put himself in those shoes and say, what's his situation like? Maybe he needs something I could help him with. The tircha mazu weisa, back inside the sefer. What does Avram need this tircha for, this burden? Halo ish ein royeh, no one sees him. Ein farhesia, ein shevach b'nei adam. There's no publicity here. Ach amnam, however, zui demusoi shel mishu amur achesed. But this is the image of an amur achesed. The pillar of kindness. Mishemidas achesed makefes es kolei yois av yoisoi mishuusoi. That every single ounce of his existence says, you know what, says Avram Avinu, I learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem doesn't need us, but he creates a world and gives it to us. Avram says, I'm going to be mizdame v'lachta v'drachu, I'm going to go in the ways of Hashem. I'm going to do just like Hashem does. I'm going to look for someone, maybe he needs something. Kach nir adam haroidev chesed, lo yimachas penius ishiyus. So to a person who runs after chesed, not for his own covet, not for his own honor and desire, because this is the mid of Hashem. Why do you do chesed? Because this is the attribute of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'halachta b'drachav, Hashem created this world for us. He doesn't need us. V'huanivro b'chetzoy l'zdamus l'yotza, we were created to walk in the ways of Hashem, to emulate Hashem. Noye kemoisoi mitoich kavonis with suyois and nevas and shoymois tohaya liboy. Our intention, the creation, the reason why Hashem created us is to follow His ways. Hashem says, I'm teaching what to do. When we say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, we're saying, Avraham, the midah of chesed, Yitzchak, the midah of yira, Yaakov, the midah of emes, of Torah. Where did they all learn this from? They all learned from Hashem. But ma'ase zeh v'limid al kol ma'ase chazda shel Avraham Avinu. However, at first glance, when Avram didn't need anything, no one was around, he ran out to do this chesed. It comes to show all of his chesed is like this. That he did it l'shem shemayim. Asher kulum chativa achas l'shem shemayim chatzuva mi'imkei liboi atohar. Everything was done with the ma'is of chesed, l'shem shemayim. All this chesed was done l'shem shemayim. And he concludes over here, zo yisi avoydes adam. This is man's obligation. Lovoy lidei asiyas hamitzvus v'taharis aleiv v'kavona l'shamayim. He should approach the doing of the mitzvahs of Hashem with the kavona aleiv, with intention of the heart to be pure. L'shem shamayim. U'kavar nizbar v'perish ha-mishnayis l'arambam soif makos v'bir maimer. The Rambam explains in the famous words we always hear. And don't start a Kaddish after this, please. But Rav Chanan ben Kasha, he met Ratzakosh Baruch Hu, Lezako, he says, Yisrael. HaKosh Baruch Hu wanted to merit Kla Yisrael. Lefichach, hir bo lehem toira mitzvahs. That's why he gave them more toira, more mitzvahs. Ki meribui ha mitzvahs al korchach bo odom la'asiyah mitzvah achas l'shem shemayim. The famous Rambam that says, why did Hashem give us so many mitzvahs? Because one person will do this mitzvah the best way. Another person will connect to a different one of the Targum mitzvahs the best way. And then, The Rambam says that when a person has all these mitzvahs, he gave us so many different Torahs, so many different mitzvahs. What is the mitzvahs? There'll be one of these mitzvahs that this person, each and every one of us, will be able to grab onto and to perform the mitzvah in the best way possible. L'shem shemayim, 100%. That's why we have so many different of these mitzvahs. That's the Rambam's explanation. Let's just review what we said over here, where we began with a pasuk, Ishki yachli linder ned nozil lahazil l'Hashem. When the person becomes a nazir, and we focus on the words l'shem shemayim, of Rashi brought down that he becomes a nazir l'shem shemayim. Avram Gedalia asked the question, what's the big deal, basically? Let's say he doesn't like wine. So he said, it's not the issue of the wine, It's l'shem shemayim. It's the kavana. The intention is to serve Hashem without any person, without any publication and publicity. Into the newspapers, into the world. It's for him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, many times, what happens is the person wants to serve Hashem between him and Hashem. Hashem says, I'm going to publicize you, that people should know who you are. I want people to follow in your footsteps. But that's not for tonight, for today. Then we discussed Shimon HaTzadik, how he saw the tzidkus of this Nazir, Kodesh LaHashem. And we discussed that sometimes a person can give a ma'isa mitzvah, whether it's staka or chesed, or whatever it might be. You know, I want to conclude with a story after this review with the base Alevi. But we'll just finish the Chazara first. And the point is that this, that he prevents himself from the wine and the haircuts. As he says, what's the big deal? 30 days without a haircut? Many of us go with more than 30 days without a haircut. But it's LaHashem, Shem Shemayim, because he saw this pachas that he might do an Aveira because of his handsome appearance. So you want to go to the other extreme. And we learn from Avraham Avinu that by Avraham Avinu, it's Kulu L'Shem Shemayim. And that's how we're supposed to do Chesed. And we concluded this piece where we have so many mitzvahs, because hopefully one of these mitzvahs that we're able to do, we'll do with Shleimus. The Maisa is as follows. The base of Levi, of Yosef Doiv Be'er Levi Soloveitchik, the father of Chaim Soloveitchik, the grandfather of the Brisker Rav, the great-grandfather of David Soloveitchik, should live and be well in the Yerushalayim. He was traveling once in this terrible weather. Terrible weather. He had to find a place to stay. He knocked on someone's door, and the person said to him, he asked the person, can I come inside? It's very, very dangerous out here. The person said, I'm expecting some guests right now. I'm not going to have room. Sorry, I can't help you. He was stuck. He had no other place to go. He knocked on the door, and he pleaded with the man. He said, listen, you have a floor? I'll go on the floor. I just need some shelter. I'm saying the story in the short version for the late time we have right now. And what happened was, the person let him in. He told the Beis Halevi, stay over there. Eventually he fell asleep. While he was sleeping, this man's guests came. Seemed like these guests were Choshev Tamid HaChachamim. And this Talmud Chacham notices there's a person sleeping on the floor. He takes a peek to see who that is, and he almost passes out. He sees who is on the floor. He quickly wakes him up. He says, Yosha Bear, what are you doing on the floor? What are you sleeping here for? The host, when he finds out who this man was, the Beis HaLevi, that he treated him in such a way, he says, yeah, fine, you could come in, fine, but go in the corner over there, get a place on the floor. He begs Mechila. He says, had I known who you were, I never would have done something like this. Please be Meicha me. Please forgive me. And the Beis HaLevi says, I do not forgive you. Not what we expected, right? Unless you come to my house for 2 weeks and I show you how to do chesed. What did you just say? The Beis HaLevi says to him. Had I known who you were, I never would have done this. Is that chesed? A yid's a yid, a Jew's a Jew. If you knew I was the Beis HaLevi, then you would have done something different. That's what you say to me? He came to his house for 2 weeks. And he spent 2 weeks by the Beis HaLevi. And he saw how the Beis HaLevi did chesed. And the Beis Leib was Meichel him, and he had to teach him the right way how a Yid has to do Chesed. What we're taking out from this parasha over here right now, in regards to the Nazir, is not to do things for ourselves, but to do things for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the lesson we want to bring out. Have a good Shabbos.